Do you remember, like, what was your mind at that point? What were you thinking? How was LA going to be, you know?
You know what? It was like I had very practical considerations. Like, I knew that I had a place to stay for at least one night. Okay. I had enough money to get me there. I had a place to crash for a night, and then like the next night I'll figure it out. But luckily, it ended up working out that I was able to stay. So my friend was living in this house, sharing with other people, and they all decided it was cool if I stayed there. So we all kind of stayed and pitched in. So I ended up staying there for a couple years, actually. So that worked out really well. But for me, it was an exciting time. But you know, you're also wondering. It's such an unknown thing. Whenever you're in a business like entertainment, there's no clear set path for you. And being an entrepreneur, I'm sure you can relate. But you know, it's one thing to like get a job and you're going to work your way up the corporate ladder. It's a clear path ahead. But when you are trying to navigate a place like Hollywood, you just have to sort of make your way through the woods. You don't know what the next day is going to bring. And even today, even though I've had a lot of success in the business, it's still, you know, I don't know what I'll be doing at the end of this year necessarily. But that's what kind of keeps it fun and fresh and interesting. If you have the stomach for it, for the uncertainty, then it can be a good thing.
Yeah, I bet. And I mean, like, there's so many people that have a dream, like, what I want to do, I want to help people to go after that. And like, kudos to you to taking that big leap of faith, because that's not easy. But can you just talk about like what happens? You come here and you're super excited, and then what happens when you get like all these no's, or like how did you handle those kind of things? Because in the ideal world, you come here and you succeed, but that's not how the reality is, right?
It's true. You know, I think that you have to have a certain amount of like being naive, I guess, in some way, or like believing in yourself so much that you don't get distracted by the no's and all the sort of negative stuff that comes your way, which it will. But I do, you know, now that I've spent enough time in this business, I do think that a lot of the people who do end up having success are persistent. I think that's really, really big. And being able to pick yourself up and dust yourself off after you get punched, which happens, you know, even if you're working and successful. There's been so many times where, you know, I've gotten, you know, sort of professionally screwed over, or lost out to this thing, or lost out to that, or gotten stabbed in the back. And you know, you could take a couple days and maybe feel sorry for yourself, but you have to keep picking yourself up. That's really, really big. And when I was before I'd left Chicago, I was working a little bit with an agent for the acting thing, and she told me, she's like, "You know what? You're persistent." Like, I was one of her most persistent. She's like, "I'm not worried about you because you're persistent." And yeah, to this day, I think that setbacks for me, they tend to light a fire under my belly and want me to come out and prove people wrong. And so I use that and I just keep going. And you know, this business is set up in such a way that my friend described it as like one of those old movies where there's like a bunch of laser beams where you're trying to get to the you know, the bank vault at the other side, and it's just a matter of, you know, getting past all those laser beams, and being able to sort of roll with the punches in that way.